I think they have to.
I think they have.
They have to go in somewhere. The colleges all seem too small.
Well, the pool of those girls who prefer women's colleges is shrinking.
I suppose so. They like to be with the boys.
Yes, right.
Nice distraction.
Are you getting tired?
Well, I am tired, but if I can finish you, I don't want you to have to come back or anything.
You don't want to see me again, huh?
Well, I will if you have a list of questions, or you send them in to me, and I get somebody to type you a rough answer.
Who, at the university, did you know, you and Ward know best?
I got interested in Schubel. Because
Jerry Schubel.
Jerry Schubel.
Yes.
Because I have a niece who married, interested in marine.
Marine biologist?
Marine biologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at John Marburger's for dinner one night, and he came and got me. Mm-hmm. And I sat next to Schubel. But in the confusion, there were more university people than there were odd fish like me.
Mm-hmm.
So they talked a lot across the table. And so I was standing around pretty weary, waiting to go home, to have John take me home. And I thought, oh, Rosie, I'll have to wait till he said goodbye to his guests. Well, this gentleman who'd been sitting next to me came forward, and he says, can't I take you home? And I said, well, it would be great relief. I am tired. And so we got in the car, and I said, what do you do, and what is your name? I hadn't really caught his name. So he told me his name was Jerry Schubel, and that he was a marine biologist. And I said, do you happen to know, Peter Lawson? He says, yes, I'm going to see him tomorrow in Philadelphia. So then, being interested in the marine biology, I've left two scholarships.
Great.
To marine biology.
Great.
At the university.
Fine. That's terrific.
Well, I hope the endowment I left at the cost of, as things go, it'll pay forever, but anyway, that's the best I could do.
Good. Well, that's wonderful. And Jerry is the person who is responsible for my undertaking these interviews.
Oh, really? Well, how did you know him so well?
Well,
I don't mean to be.
That's
it's
a long.
Probably a long story.
Long story.
Shouldn't expand you.
Well, he. I think he's a fine person.
And I think, and he spoke at some meeting at the school board or building, and I thought he spoke wonderfully because he was urging everybody to preserve water and different things, and it was one of the other people, the audience's head there that night. I don't remember now, it was some kind of thing we used to have in the...
An environmentalist group, or...?
No, I don't think so. But they had him just because they thought his subject was good and he was a nice speaker. Maybe somebody else had him being a speaker.
Could have been one of the civic organizations.
I can't remember now. We used to... Yes, I guess...
Garden Club?
No, Civic, I think.
Civic, uh-huh.
We used to meet at the school building.
Right.
First of every month or every 2 weeks
right.
or so.
Okay.
Now, you naturally, I think, if you have any gumption about to get going into different things when your children may be married or off at college or something, just the way the Brayer would, when Ward was off in the evening. And also, when he used to take vacation, he'd go down and see where the sons of undaddy, his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He had advanced more quickly, and he was very interested as to what the other fellows were getting, whether they were satisfied with the way they were being handled and so forth.
You both came originally from Brooklyn. Were you born
No, I wasn't born in Brooklyn.
You were born in Manhattan.
I was born in West 57th Street. West my 50. Grandfather had an art gallery in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He saw me, I was getting too small. So he built these two lovely houses. At least he bought like two big lots. And he took one and a half for him and the art gallery. Mm-hmm. And he built a little one for his oldest daughter, mm-hmm. Aunt Lizzie, Mary Goodenough. But I think being a professor at Columbia, it wasn't very handy for 57th Street. So he rented that to the George Aronses, and they bought a house on Riverside Drive and 77th Street.
I see.
And I saw Grant's grave there, mm-hmm. from his house on Riverside Drive. And we always had French nurses or French governesses from Neuchâtel, because being Scotch, we were born Catholic, as most French people are. Well, that's another subject.
Another subject. Right. Okay. Well, if I think of any further questions, I'll jot them down.
Jot them down, and if I can solve them, I'll send you answers. If I can't, I'll just say I'm stuck too.
All right. Well, that's fine. Well, it's very nice to see you, Dorothy.
Well, I'm very happy to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Thank you for bringing that blanket this morning.
Entirely welcome. I'm very glad to do it.
Well, I noticed you got much better packing. I only called Louise last night when I heard you were coming in. I thought you might be coming in the car. You know.
No, I decided to...
I know. Louise always says, have you spoken to Mr. Artson? Since I have, I said, I haven't spoken to Mr. Artson since the first Alan Lane was born, getting this going. And so we got one of these big black bags, you know. But instead of going directly to your meeting, you came here, you're a Spencer, you had two taxi rides.
Well, Mrs. Moore remembers you and wants to be remembered to you.
As Mrs. George Moore?
No, Elizabeth Luce. She's the sister of Henry Luce. And she married a Mr. Moore. Elizabeth Luce Moore.
Oh, I think they used to meet here with something.
Could be, but for a while, was chairman of the board of trustees of the entire state system, the state university system.
I thought they were more interested in foreign academy.
She is. She's on the China...
Because she's Luce, yes.
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 Elizabeth Luce.
Mm-hmm. Well, she used to come here for meetings, I think.
Yeah. She remembers you.
Well, I'm kind of connecting her, but I don't see any face or really.
Yeah.
It's more the names that connect her to me. I don't remember how
she's
appeared.
She's a graduate of Wellesley.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And she's only two blocks away from you, at 1000 Park Avenue, right on the corner of 84th.
Oh, yes. Well, I have several friends living along Park Avenue. I thought maybe you were down at Stanhope. I had no idea.
No.
I thought, well, if he's quick, he'd run up here quicker than he'd get a cab.